This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I know that Allah is the creator. There can never ever be speech that is more powerful than that of Allah. So therefore, if anyone wants to do themselves a favor, get connected with the Quran. If you would like to connect with Allah, connect with the Quran. And Allah Almighty will be connected with you because that is His word. If someone gives you so much of importance that they learn your words, don't you think there will be a bond between you and that person? So when Allah Almighty has asked you to learn the Quran, to memorize it, to put it into practice, to convey it to others, you need to know that even without that instruction, we should already have connected ourselves with the Quran. So if there is an instruction, imagine how powerful it may be. And it is. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best from amongst you are those who learn the Quran and teach it. Then the hadith says, خَيْرُكُمْ أَوْ خِيَارُكُمْ أَحَاسِنُكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. The best from amongst you are those with best character. Another hadith says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best from amongst you are those who are best to their family members. Are you noticing how this hadith speaks about the best of you, the best of you, the best of you? We started off by saying, is the one who learns and teaches the Quran, because when you learn and teach the Quran, you automatically become the best of character, the best of conduct, the best to your spouse, the best to your family. That means you are practicing upon the Quran. If you have known the Quran off by heart, but your character at home is bad, it means your connection with the Quran is weak. That's what it means. That's why we have witnessed those who completed the Quran today. Wallahi, the biggest responsibility is the fact that you have the Quran with you. Carry yourself like the one who has the Quran with him or her. When you have memorized the Quran, you've actually done the easy part. وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. We have made this Quran easy to remember, to memorize, to learn, to put into practice. All of that is included in a dhikr. هَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is anyone going to put it into memory? Is anyone from amongst you going to make an effort to learn it, to put it into practice, and so on? So Allah Almighty is telling you, we made that easy for you. We made that easy for you. Are you going to do it? Do you know what? People have come back from Hajj now. I'm sure there are many who are seated here who must have been for Hajj, or at least a few. May Allah accept it from you. When do you know that your Hajj was accepted? It's quite simple. The farad is done. But the broader acceptance of your Hajj is connected to your life having changed.